Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. How important it is for a father to teach his children in the way of wisdom. Families today, arguably more than ever, are in need of wise fathers to help guide their children in the right paths. Jobs, money, cars, houses, all that stuff can come and go. But to help develop offspring that have the wisdom of God, that fear Him, that abstain from evil and follow the Lord, offspring of character, integrity, honor, and faith. This is a lasting treasure that will affect generations to come. Now you may be one that didn't have a father to instruct you. Or perhaps, like most average folk, maybe your dad didn't instruct you in the way of wisdom. But guess what? This is what makes the Bible so great. This is what makes this book of Proverbs so extremely valuable. In this book, commoners like us have access to the wisdom and understanding of kings and royalty. This book contains the wisdom of the wisest natural man to ever walk the face of the earth, King Solomon. This is the wisdom that he taught his son, who would be king one day. And much of this wisdom is wisdom that he learned from his father, the great King David himself, who was a man after God's own heart. So no matter what your background, you have access to fatherly wisdom that excels all wisdom that has ever been on this earth. So listen up. Hear these words. Give attendance to no understanding. Learn this doctrine. Lay hold on these laws. Let your heart retain these words. Keep these commandments and live forever. Stop pursuing other nonsense. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not slide away from the words of the living God. If you won't forsake wisdom, she will protect and preserve you. If you love her, she will keep you. Exalt her, and she will promote you. Embrace her, and she will bring you to honor. She will bestow grace upon you and give you a royal crown of glory. Hear, receive, and God will speed you along in this path of life. You will run full speed in the way of righteousness, and you will not stumble. Lay fast hold of her instruction. Don't let her go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 4, verses 1 through 13.